An Unusual Friendship, written by Jennifer Dobson, illustrated by Monica Kawe. Genre: Fantasy is a make-believe story that could never happen in the real world. What makes this story a fantasy? Question of the week: How can we be responsible friends and neighbors? The shoal of ferocious sharks swam off on their last hunting adventure. "Come on, Mark! Stop daydreaming! Come now!" But Mark loved listening to the sound of the bubbles. He wasn't your typical shark, and just wasn't interested in the unusual sharky things, like hunting. Mark loved looking at the colors and shapes of the sea creatures he shared his ocean with, too. He thought about how gracefully they moved. Poor things! Why do we have to hunt them? Can sharks be vegetarians? Mark wondered to himself dreamily. "Mark, move quicker!" shouted the shoal angrily. "If we don't work together, we'll lose them!" The sharks were furious Mark was so slow. "I guess this is something I've got to do," he thought. Okay, coming," replied Mark. But it was too late. "Mark, you're useless. Go away." And then the shoal left, leaving Mark all alone. He felt so sad. "Nobody wants to be my friend," he thought. A bit later, he tried to talk to the shoal again. "We told you, Mark. You can't do anything right. We demand you leave the clubhouse. Only brave sharks can be members of our clubhouse. Now, we're going to go and have some real fun without you. Goodbye." And with that, Mark was sent on his way, feeling so lonely and so sad. "Nobody wants to be my friend," he said and began to cry. Mark found a beautiful pink shell to hide behind where he thought nobody would see him. But Tess, the tiny turtle, was hurt and was also hiding nearby. She saw Mark and wondered why he was looking so lonely and so sad. She climbed out from her hiding place and tried to communicate with Mark. "Hello! Please, don't be sad!" Mark was happy that Tess spoke to him. He saw she was hurt and wanted to help her. He put her on his back and took her traveling on his fin. "Thank you so much for the ride. I really appreciate you helping me," said Tess. "You must come and meet my family and friends. They won't believe I made friends with a shark." Tess took Mark to show him her world. "Come on, Mark. This is the greatest place I know. Let's go exploring." But when Mark arrived, Tess's family and friends were scared of him, and they disappeared under their rocks. "This is no place for a shark," they thought. "Phooey! Nobody likes me. I will never have any friends," said Mark. Tess tried to cheer him up and showed him the beautiful colors, but in the background, the sharks were following. The shoal of sharks were moving closer and closer. "Let's move quickly, and with a surprise attack, we'll have the advantage," said the chief shark. The shoal surrounded Mark and Tess. But Mark stood firm and defended his new friend. "Tess and I are friends. If you attack her, you attack me," he said defiantly. "You think you can protect your new friend?" laughed the chief shark. Then, all at once, the other sea creatures began to climb out from their hiding places and joined Mark to defend Tess against the shoal of sharks. They'd seen Mark defend Tess. Now he had the respect of all the other sea creatures who were no longer afraid. "So, Mark, it seems you are a brave shark," said the chief shark. "You can be a member of our clubhouse after all. And we promise not to bother your new friend, Tess, or this corner of the ocean anymore. Can Tess come to the clubhouse too? Asked Mark. The clubhouse is for sharks only. But if Tess is your friend, then she is welcome at the clubhouse too, replied the chief shark. Leaving all the other sea animals, Mark, Tess, and even one of the sharks from the shoal stayed behind to swim and play happily together. They were now safe in their little corner of the ocean forever. Mark, you are my truest friend, Tess told him. Tess, Mark said. Yes, Mark, Tess replied. Can sharks be vegetarians? Mark asked. What? Tess said, looking at Mark puzzled, and they both began to laugh. Only joking, Mark said. We'll always be friends, he told her, and with that they gave each other a big hug.